When Jesus was born, a brand new star appeared in the sky. Some wise ones in faraway countries saw the star and guessed what it meant.
The wise ones were very smart and had studied the stars and read in very old writings that when a new star would appear, it would mean that a great king was born. They set out to find the new king and bring him gifts. The wise ones followed the star towards the country of Judea. When they arrived in the capital city, Jerusalem, they began to ask people, "Where is the child who was born to be the king of the Jews?"
Now Herod, the king of Judea, heard this, and it made him very angry. He was angry to think that someone might be going to take his place as king. Herod sent for the wise ones to come to him. He told them to go off, follow the star, until they have found a baby king. He said, "When you have found him, let me know where he is, so that I can go worship him." But Herod did not tell them that he had really had an evil plan in mind to kill the newborn king.
The wise ones followed the star towards Bethlehem. It seemed to stop and shine directly down upon the place where Jesus was. The wise ones approached a place where Jesus was sleeping, and they bowed down and worshipped him. The wise ones spread down the gifts they had brought before Jesus. The gifts were gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, the wise ones were warned in a dream by God not to go back to Herod.
They didn't know where. They didn't know how long. They didn't even know what for. All they knew was their hope in something more was driving them. Today, as we celebrate Epiphany, we open with a reminder. Today is not just about the Magi arriving to see Jesus. Today is a celebration, an honoring of the journey they took to get there. It is also a reminder that our journeys, are noble, necessary, and sacred pursuits. Every year, as Christmas winds down and the new year begins, the journey of the Magi serves as a turning point for us. We turn from the season of Advent and Christmas to the season of Epiphany. This year, after an arduous 2020, we begin 2021 with a sermon series focused on hope. Inspired by the incredible art exhibit in the garage, we will spend the next few weeks reflecting on turning to hope. When the staff and I were preparing for January, we were excited. A new year, a new beginning, a vaccine being distributed, a new president. There was much that felt like we were turning a page. What a great time to talk about hope. But I was reminded this week, for all that we blamed on 2020, it wasn't the year that was the problem. Turns out when we turned our calendars to 2021, things didn't instantly get better. This was one of the most unsettling weeks I have witnessed in my life. Watching insurrection and white nationalism foment its way into the halls of our capital was deeply troubling. What was especially hard was coming to realize that what happened this week was not the culmination of the last 4 years. The fight of white supremacy, the use of separation and othering, the white Christian exceptionalism, the privilege to call sedition a protest and sully the seat of democracy seemingly without consequence, this is not a 4-year phenomenon. That is more than 200 years of brokenness stepping out of the shadows and into the light of live television. Behold our broken world. A world that God chooses to be present in. God chooses to be present in it and with us. At Christmas, we celebrate God's arrival into our brokenness. I mean, there is a sweetness to the silent night. There is a campy comfort to the shepherds. There is a sacred glow from the angels. It seems as if God's arrival has accomplished everything in a night. And then we turn the page. With the arrival of the Magi, we encounter the story of Herod, an insecure ruler who is so bothered by the idea that he will not rule forever, he seeks to extend his reign by any means necessary. He asks the Magi to show him where the baby is so he can kill the child. And when they won't tell him, he kills every 2-year-old in the region. Christmas is not so picturesque anymore. The image of Mary holding her newborn in swaddling clothes is replaced by the image of a mother and adoptive father fleeing the harsh realities of a world in turmoil. Suddenly, the Christmas story is a revelation in ways we didn't expect. It is so relevant in ways we wish it wasn't, because we wish things were different. We wish things were different then and now, but it is relevant in ways that we need. And in the Magi, we are offered an example for our living. They didn't know where. They didn't know how long. They didn't even know what for. All they knew was their hope in something more that drove them. As a congregation, we have long claimed a vision of a home where all belong, a beautiful idea of a community that is living and striving every day for God's love made real in our world. This pursuit of a home where all belong, it is a journey of hope. We continue toward it without clear knowledge of where or when or exactly how it will be realized. But we do continue toward it. This is the wisdom of the wise ones, for they were people of hope on the journey. They held hope that they would find something more that would bring meaning and change to the world. You don't make a journey like they did simply on a wish or a dream. You don't do so with just a percentage or maybe based on some odds. You take that kind of journey because you hold hope. And so we are invited to continue our journey toward a home where all belong. Not just for the people called Methodist in North Denver, not just for our congregation. A home where all belong knows no walls. It is a vision for all of God's people, and all people are God's people. Each and every person is a beloved child of God with hopes and longings, with brokenness and need. We continue our journey of hope toward that beloved community. The Magi offer us another word of wisdom this day. For as they seek something deeper in life, they are offered a shortcut. King Herod offers them superficial reward to accept less than they truly seek. But they see it for what it is. And the Magi, these wise ones, they refuse to enable systems of oppression and power that marginalize and divide. They listen to the divine nudge to question systems of power and to not allow their privilege to become complicit in actions that hurt others. And in that choice, I find hope again. For God's work and presence isn't limited to Christmas. It is in motion in the imperfection of our world as we journey together. It is in conversation with those of us looking for more, those of us looking for better in this world. God's hope is speaking. God is at work, inviting us to actively choose new ways that lead to this home where all belong. And that home where all belong, experiencing the active presence of the divine in our midst, it isn't a wish, it isn't a dream. It is a fervent hope. And we journey toward it, just like the Magi, and we journey in good company, though we don't know exactly where or how long. Like the wise ones, we too don't always know where. There are moments we don't know where to begin. We don't know where to always find the courage or resolve. We don't know where we fit into this complicated world. And like the wise ones, we too don't always know how long. How long can we carry on? How long will it be so imperfect? Just like the Magi, we don't know exactly where or exactly how long. But unlike the Magi, we have something they didn't. We have the gift of knowing what this journey is for. We know why we journey forward. We have a clear destination in mind. We know what God's love looks like, for we have seen it in the life and teachings of Jesus. We have seen God's love made real in our neighbors and in our community. We make this journey of hope to bring forth that hope, peace, love, and joy of Christmas. We make this journey of hope with our living every day so that love, acceptance, and justice will be known not only in our lives but in all the world. Let us continue the journey together. For this journey is noble and necessary. It is a sacred pursuit.